Good afternoon. It's Thursday, November 6, 2025, and this is Mark Davis, co-portfolio manager on the Sawgrass Large Cap Quality Growth Product. The equity market started the fourth quarter on a high note and continued their trek higher in October, as stocks posted solid monthly gains, riding their momentum-fueled rally to new all-time highs. The ongoing fascination with the AI trade, combined with continued hopes for further Fed easing, has made the markets a mostly one-way trade with little in the way of significant pullbacks since the April lows. The rally was broad, with no major difference in performance based on size, while growth handily outperformed value. Sector leaders were technology, healthcare, and communications, while the relative laggards were financials, materials, and consumer staples. Factor performance was tilted toward risk, as higher beta and higher volatility stocks were rewarded. The continued strengthening in small and mid-cap stocks has been a positive for the broadening of the market, even as the froth in the AI theme has largely drowned out the more mixed performance of the rest of the large-cap space. The rally in small and mid-cap stocks has largely been a lower quality rally so far, as money flows into these long underperforming assets and seeks the riskiest, most volatile names. However, the longer-term flow into smaller stocks should provide a strong tailwind for the quality trade in small caps once this run to risk fades. Valuations have become stretched and the markets are pricing in a lot of good news with little in the way of room for error in earnings and economic growth. Where higher valuations by themselves do not necessarily mean lower returns in the short term, they are a signal that risk is higher and longer-term return expectations from this point forward should be greatly scaled back with increased volatility around those returns. The continued ramp in mega caps, despite more dispersion in performance among names, has left the major indices even more concentrated and more dependent on the ongoing performance of a small handful of names. While the effect of this concentration will likely moderate at some point, investors will have to manage their benchmark exposure with these names for the foreseeable future. A big issue going forward will be how the reversion to the mean will take place and what path the indices take to achieve this outcome. The implications for markets, style, manager, and benchmark returns will likely vary dramatically from what has been the norm over the recent past. Despite the stretched valuations, uncertainty around fiscal and monetary policy, and more volatile earnings and economic growth estimates, markets have continued to heed momentum and investor focus on technology and the returns generated by the AI theme. While there is every expectation that markets could become more volatile at any time, the continued chase by investors to keep up will likely leave equities in demand through year-end and could keep a strong bid on any significant pullbacks. The major indices make their way into year-end with another strong year-to-date gain and memories of the early year volatility fading into the background as investors are once again positively inclined to higher equity and risk exposure. Once again, this is Mark Davis, co-portfolio manager on the Sawgrass Large Cap Quality Growth Product. Feel free to reach out to your portfolio management team with any questions. Thank you.